This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. 1 year ago, the state of Missouri launched an audit of Clay County's government after taxpayers raised concerns about unnecessary spending and record tampering. Citizens say they're getting more involved by going to commission meetings and posting updates on Facebook groups. But as KCUR's Aviva Okeson-Haberman reports, they don't always believe anyone is listening.
Clay County Commission meetings are tense.
This is an
attempt. We want you to be a voice. We elected you to be that. I'm not asking you to read it all.
I renew my objection.
They're one sign of the visible struggle between citizens of the county, which has almost a quarter of a million people, and its three-member commission.
Point of order does show how much you listen to us.
The commission is deeply divided between presiding commissioner Jerry Nolte and the other two commissioners, Luann Ridgway and Gene Owen, who are usually in lockstep. The backdrop to all of this is a state audit requested by more than 9,000 voters. But the county commission is refusing to hand over things like 3 years of closed meeting notes and slowly providing documents like revenue generated from boat slip rentals. Jesse Limekeuler wanted the audit. He says he doesn't feel like the commission listens to regular residents.
They're simply standing up there and saying, it doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you do. We will spend your money.
Limekeuler points to the county spending $2 million on land for a new county annex, despite citizens' concerns about the cost, as well as cutting funding for the county jail. For 2 years, there hasn't been a public comment period during commission meetings. Ridgway and Owen voted to get rid of it. So once a month on Friday at 4 p.m., you can head to the circuit court where the county spokeswoman writes down your concerns. To address the commission during a meeting, it has to be narrowly tailored to what's on the agenda.
Please rise. Heavenly Father,
and that's a case in this November meeting. There's a proposal to create a committee that will come up with recommendations for a new form of county government. Ed LaBar has concerns about the idea, so he showed up at the meeting.
Mr. LaBar?
My ability to speak and be understood is very limited.
He asked a clerk to read his letter. Ridgway jumps in.
Mr. Point of order, I am not willing to waive the rules that we have concerning reading. This is a lengthy statement.
Ridgway wants commissioners to read it themselves instead of out loud. What follows is a heated debate with citizens like Maureen Sanford jumping in.
I believe it's pertinent for him to have free speech, and I think it's a disgrace if we don't allow that. What have we become?
In the end, after a 27-minute debate, the commission decided in a 2-to-1 vote to move on without reading the statement out loud, which would have taken about 6 minutes. Ridgway says people are free to say what's on their mind, as long as it's, quote, within the bounds of decorum and on the agenda. She also took issues with some of LaBar's statement, which asked if she was a sore loser after taxpayers requested the audit.
The statement also suffered from other issues that a non-handicapped person would not be allowed, according to our rules of decorum and debate, to enter into, which contained very hostile personal attacks that had nothing to do with the substance of the policy.
Citizen Andre Gray says the commission meeting was unprofessional.
It was very unfortunate, very disheartening just to hear the interaction, not only between the commissioners, but how they speak to some of the citizens that are addressing public concerns, which it is our tax dollars at work here.
And Sherry Duffett, who helped gather signatures for the audit, calls the removal of public comment ludicrous.
And that really made me mad because all they had to do was say, okay, we're going to let you speak, but we're going to limit you. They can limit people to 5 minutes.
The commission's frayed relationship with county residents is spilling over into the rest of county government and may have an effect in 2020 when two commission seats are up for a vote. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.
Tune in tomorrow morning to hear more about the commission's shaky relationship with office holders.